How's it going, BHS? We're back, finally. We haven't found a consistent schedule to do this, so... Are you excited to be back, Jacob?
I am, Dylan. Just February 5th was our last one, so coming up on a month, but February is a short month. Nothing extremely happening, just one of those checkup podcasts, kind of hang out, chill.
I guess the only big news is, like you mentioned earlier when we were talking, the Jonas Brothers, they're coming out with a new album.
Haven't heard it yet. All the women I've seen all over social media loving it, so I'm sure it's good.
Maybe I'll listen to it. Well, in BHS news, speaking of music, Adam DeLippi, however you want to pronounce it, he released a new single. I forgot what it was called. I listened to it, though. It's really good. You can check them out on Spotify. Should sponsor us.
No. Also, Sunday he is going on American Idol. Watch him there. He is actually on the TV show. It's not just...
it's not just a little, like, rerun thing. It's like, live, and not live. But he's been working a long time for it. I remember fifth grade, he was playing guitar. And I was like, wonder how good he's going to be. Now he's on American Idol. If you are in town Sunday, I'm not exactly sure what time. I'm going to look it up. But Coach's Corner will be hosting a viewing party of it. It's just going to be a bunch of people. It's supposed to be a lot of fun. So if you guys want to have fun, watch someone from your hometown and... on live national television. Come on down. It's going to be at 7 a.m. No, wait, never mind. Sorry.
7 p.m.
It's going to be, yeah, 7. I was reading, we had a talent show recently. Oh, I forgot about that. We had a talent show recently, and that was the information I was looking at. And did you go to the talent show at all?
I did not end up going. Didn't you go?
I went. It was a lot of fun. Great talent.
Really?
Yeah.
Wasn't a lot of singers.
There are two singers. There are two that I remember. There was a rock band that ended up winning the fan vote, and then Emily Beale from VHS, who did amazing singing. She ended up winning the whole thing. Got a nice little trophy for her.
Wasn't she in our new musical Spamalot?
Jeez, I forgot about that. Yeah. Well, yeah, she was in Spamalot. She was the Lady of the Sea, I think. She did a really good job. What did you see?
This isn't just... There's so much stuff that happened, we're just remembering.
Yeah.
So on a Spamalot, we had a musical Spamalot. I really liked it.
It was based off of...
Monty Python's Holy Grail.
It's a very old movie, but they did a great job. Bringing it back to life and modernizing it and making it a little comedic. At one point during the show, there was a Laker girl segment, which I thought was pretty funny. Did you see it?
I did see it. What was your last day?
What was your favorite part?
The gay part was pretty funny. I mean, like, if you haven't seen it, you have no idea what we're talking about, but there's, like, a skit where one of the knights realizes he's gay, and they have this big song about it and stuff. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, and they also had a song where they were like, this is probably the wrong thing to talk about, but it was like, you won't succeed if you don't have Jews or something.
It was a school play.
They had to... I heard one of them talking afterwards, and they were talking about how hard they had to push just to be able to get that song. And it wasn't even, like, being mean or anything. I was just saying, like...
You need Jews.
You need Jews to succeed in Broadway. I think the whole... I understand it now, but when I was watching it, I was a little confused on what was going on. I think the whole thing was they were stuck in the forest, and they needed to make a broadcast or a Broadway.
There were knights that said, if you want our help, you need to start a run a Broadway show. And then one of the knights were like, well, we can't run a Broadway show. We don't have any Jews.
And
so then this big thing happened.
Yeah. And then I don't know how they did end up getting out. I think the gay like singing part. That sounds like I'm making fun of it. Yeah. No, but like the whole part where they were talking about or singing about how the knight found out he was gay. That whole part, I'm pretty sure that was the Broadway play, and they ended up getting out. And my personal favorite part was actually from the Monty Python.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was when the guard got his arms cut off.
Yeah.
In the original, it's really funny, and they did a good job recreating it. And they also had some crowd help.
Yeah, they did bring in a crowd member for every play.
I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
They hung down a banner with the seat number, and then they basically brought them up on stage, asked them their name, and then made fun of them. When I went when one of the character's younger siblings went, and when she told them their name, it was like, oh, I think I know your brother. And it was like kind of like breaking the fourth wall.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, the whole thing was breaking the fourth wall, but I thought it was pretty cool. What would you rate the play out of 10?
About an 8. I prefer comedies over tragedies and stuff like dramas than that, so it was more my forte. I really enjoyed it.
I would give it probably a 7.5, just because, I mean, they did this right after The Addams Family, and The Addams Family is probably the best play I've ever seen. So, I mean, it's hard to step up from The Addams Family, but they still did a really good job. What else happened?
Sports news. Boys, we're starting. Spring sports start March 4th. Pretty much most winter sports are wrapping up. Boys swimming just got back from state. We had Daniel Galanka, sophomore here, go on to state, and then we had two or one North kids go. They placed pretty well, but I can't remember the exact state. It wasn't in the top 10.
No, but state is going to state.
Yeah, the team has never went to state before. Or BHS, I think, swimmers have never went to state.
So yeah, it was a big deal. Then we also had Maya Smith in the three-point shootout for girls basketball. She went down to state. I don't think she ended up winning, but she still did a really good job. They actually had a walk of champions last Friday.
They had people walk down the halls, and the band was – I mean, Daniel Galanka and Maya Smith were walking down the hall, and the band was following them.
I always like it whenever I see the band walking around. That's one thing that – like, that's probably one of my favorite parts of home football games, too.
Yeah.
I don't know why. It's just – it just gets me excited for the games, even though I shouldn't have to be excited. I shouldn't need any encouragement.
Yeah, spring sports starting, baseball player, Dylan.
It's a little bit different situation this year. We only have one team. We went from 3 teams to 1. We only have 4 seniors this year, which 2 of them I didn't even know were playing. And then only 3 juniors and the rest sophomores and freshmen. It's going to be a different year for baseball. It's going to be difficult, the learning curve, especially for me and all the sophomores, but I expect us to do pretty well this year. I expect us to at least go each team twice. I'm not entirely too sure how many games we have, but we need to win at least half, because we should be my junior and senior year, we should be almost winning conference, if not regionals.
What makes you think that?
It's just freshman year last year. Our sophomore dominated. We probably could have won almost every game, but 2 of our best players got hurt, one with a knee injury, and another one with also a knee injury, plus he was sick a few games. So if we had them, it would have been nice. Also, one of the games that we definitely should have won, our pitcher got hit in the nose with a fastball. So yeah, it's not looking – it didn't look too hot at the end of the year last year, but I think that we can really compete.
Yeah. Softball also having one team from winning regionals 2 years ago. Now they're looking not very good. We have – I think they only have 3 seniors on the team or something around there.
I think so, yeah.
Our numbers are dropping. If you aren't playing a sport, obviously, go join one. It's makes the school year by go faster. Memories.
Oh, yes, it does.
Boys volleyball, North Co-op, we're still cutting. We have so many players, so maybe you'll maybe some will join the baseball. No, it's too late.
Yeah, no.
We're looking pretty good. Obviously, we always look pretty good because we're combined with North, so there's always a chance that we could win.
Yeah.
There's also girls soccer. I've not heard that much information about, so they must be having a varsity team and stuff like that.
I think they will have varsity.
Boys track. A lot of seniors graduated. This is the fresh team. I was on it last year.
Who'd they lose from state last year? San Marco. Did Jared Taylor go to state?
He did. Maybe. I don't know. We basically lost our whole long distance
team. Yeah. And lost the top shot putter yeah. and discus thrower mm-hmm. in the state. He was yeah. top 10 in the state. But returning, we have who went to state last year? Didn't Dane Jankowicz go?
I do not recall. I'm sure he will this year. But
a lot of kids
who else went to state?
I know for a fact. Kalen Murray went yeah. to state for
triple kill. He graduated.
Austin Housen, he's going to be staying.
Yeah, senior year. He made state last year, junior year, for pole vault, so he should make it this year.
I think he's going to place pretty high.
Yeah.
He could probably go to a D1 school for that, but I don't think he wants to. Oops. Sorry, Jerby was texting me. Crap.
Why? What's she saying?
She says I have to go to the nurse apparently now. All right. I guess that's all the time we have for today. Thank you guys for tuning in. Hopefully see you next time soon. Go Bucks.